From nature, from deep in the earth, precisely at a depth of 8 to 18 kilometers, I sit on the throne of precious stones. They call me the King of Stones, but it took me several million of years to earn this red color of mine. I almost needed between 150 and 200 million of years after the combination of the pressure and the heat, together with my mixing with several elements, to reach the MIM Museum in this shape. Nobody knows the exact date of my discovery, but research has shown that my first use dates back to the 9th century BC. I'm the mineral form of aluminium oxide, to which very tiny parts of chromium were added, and this produced my remarkable red color. The more the chromium part increases, the more my red color becomes intense. I'm one of the hardest stones after the diamond. Despite my big value, I'm found in many parts of the world, such as the United States, Tanzania, Burma, Sri Lanka, and Australia. Even though I'm not incredibly rare, my value changes according to my size and the level of my transparency, which is quite an important property. It depends also if I was dug out of the ground in the right way, as the mining conditions affect me a lot, especially if I'm extracted among the rocks. This is why I prefer to stay in my natural shape. Perhaps what makes me so special would be the benefits that I provide to those who own me. For my uses in jewelry, they say I'm closely associated with the sun and the positive energy. I'm also called the Stone of Love and Romance due to my attractive and beautiful red color. I'm ultimately one of the gems that have ornamented scepters and royal crowns since ever, and as it is the case in the crown of England.